The Bush administration proposes cutting programs designed to safeguard nuclear materials in Russia. In its budget released last week, the administration reduced funds for fences, sensors, video equipment, and other technology at scores of sites across Russia and the former Soviet Union, where hundreds of tons of highly enriched uranium and plutonium are stored. The cuts include one highly successful but unpublicized program to protect warheads removed from Russian submarines, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Over the past decade, the United States has spent more than $3 billion on programs to safeguard what have come to be called loose nukes in Russia. The programs are administered by both the Defense Department and the Department of Energy. Now, the new Bush administration budget has proposed reducing the Energy Department's budget for this by $100 million, down to $773 million for next year. These budget numbers were fashioned before a review of the programs was completed, a circumstance that alarms former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn, who was an originator of the legislation that set these so-called Nunn-Lugar programs in motion.
We have weapons-grade material in the former Soviet Union, particularly in Russia, that equivalent to make 60 to 80,000 nuclear weapons, and it's not under safeguard, it's not under, in most cases, safe storage. And it's exposed to both theft and illicit traffic. And then we also have a great concern, the thousands of scientists that know how to make these weapons but don't know how to make a living. So just to cut the programs before they come up with alternatives or before they even review them, to me at this stage, I certainly don't understand it.
One of the largest cuts is for materials protection control and accounting. The heart of the American effort to protect Russian bomb-making materials, these funds go for building fences, bricking up open windows, installing sensors, and providing technology to quantify how much nuclear materials is stored at each facility. The Bush budget reduces this program at a time when it was surging ahead, says Leonard Spector, a former Energy Department expert.
The Program for Protecting Materials wanted to get a significant increase in its activities. Basically, you're dealing with many, many different sites in Russia and very large quantities of material. We know that over time we'll get to all of them and we'll improve security, but why do we want to slow this down? And the problem is that if any of this material leaks out to a country like Iran or North Korea or wherever, you have a horrendous possible outcome. So the job should be done as rapidly as possible, rather than slowing down by diminishing budgets.
Within this area is a program that has been kept under wraps until now. For the past 2 years, the United States has been helping the Russian Navy secure a dozen sites where the warheads from its submarine missiles have been stored. Warheads would certainly be more useful to terrorists than the uranium or plutonium that's been removed from weapons. By the end of this year, the program will have provided basic security upgrades for 3,640 nuclear warheads. There are 30 other sites where the Russian Navy has asked for help, but the budget has been slashed by nearly $40 million. Another former Energy Department official, Ken Luongo, says the Navy component was one of the best results of the Nunn-Lugar program.
There was a minimal amount of bureaucracy, and there was a maximal amount of results. It was a program where both sides had generated a significant amount of trust, where the Russians were seriously interested in having this work done, and the United States was interested in doing it.
The security of Russian naval warheads had been called into question by several incidents in recent years, including one where a sailor tried to commandeer a nuclear submarine, and another where four submariners stole nuclear materials from their ship. Another small program to provide jobs for out-of-work Russian nuclear scientists was cut by 75%. Known as the Nuclear Cities Initiative, it too was beginning to show progress at the former secret cities in Russia where nuclear weapons were designed and built, says Ken Luongo.
I think the cut is A, draconian, and B, short-sighted, because other areas where the United States cooperates with Russia, it's more of the United States trying to impose its will on the Russians, but here you have a willing party. And I think to cut back in this important activity doesn't make any sense. And the kind of a cut that they're talking about, if it ultimately holds and the Congress doesn't increase it, will probably spell the death knell for the effort.
The Bush budget eliminated an even smaller program totaling $500,000 to begin the creation of a plutonium registry so that Russia and the U.S. will know precisely how much plutonium Russia actually manufactured, a figure that is not now available. These cuts also have a ripple effect, says Laura Holgate of the Nuclear Threat Initiative, because U.S. allies were just beginning to commit funds of their own to help.
Our partners around the world, who we have been hoping would increase their international support for these kinds of activities in Russia, will see this as evidence of a reduction of commitment from the administration to the whole concept of nonproliferation and the notion of collaborative and cooperative projects with Russia that in fact enhance United States and world security.
The Energy Department did not respond to several phone calls for comment. Some Republicans in the Senate have already said they want to see the budget figures for these programs restored. President Bush himself said during the presidential campaign that he intended to ask Congress for a substantial increase in funds to safeguard Russia's nuclear weapons. It is a position his first budget did not reflect. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.